Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that host.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number's 888-340-3373. And unlike the brilliantly talented Mr. McCullough, I like to repeat the number. 888-340-3373. What do I do now?
I think you pretty much covered it.
Okay.
So I promised last hour.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes we take this opening little segment of the hour to reflect upon the everyday graces of life.
Uh-huh.
Little gifts that you're given that you don't expect.
Yeah.
And being that this is a holy weekend.
Sure.
I thought I should share the blessing that I was blessed with this week.
Sure.
So Tuesday morning, this last Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
The lovely bride and I laying in bed. Very early, 5:30, something like that. And the boys are already up. The three-year-old's already been in the room twice. Can I have Cheerios in a cup? And can I watch a movie? 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
No! Go back to bed. But I want Cheerios in a cup. No! You're not getting them. He's learned how to wear me down. About 17, 18 times is what it takes, but he's learned how to.
Well, his dad's eventually not tenacious. Go ahead.
Eventually, I will get through to him.
Yeah.
And it can't be any Cheerios. It has to be from Trader Joe's, the strawberry-coated yogurt Cheerios.
A man after my own heart.
So, and for those of you that live in parts of the country watching via television and so forth, they don't have the Trader Joe's. I do apologize, but I've tasted the strawberry-coated yogurt Cheerios. They're pretty sick, as in good.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They have these great big dried strawberries in them. Anyway.
I don't even know about them.
So, yeah.
I'm getting them.
Yeah, you've got to. You'll love them. So, anyway, he's worn me down. Eventually, you know, the lovely bride, just go get them for him.
Perfect.
She just wants him to be quiet and go away. So we get that, and so he's been into, like, the Adventures of Winnie the Pooh and stuff. So we put that on. It's like an hour and 14 minutes, I figure. I got at least a good 50 minutes more of sleep that I can get before I really have to get up and then get the day started.
Mm-hmm.
Then the one-year-old starts crying, but not crying in any way that we've ever heard him cry before. At first it is, but eventually it kind of like in a tornado, ratchets it up.
It crescendos.
Till you have this piercing, unending, long, just...
Cool.
For minutes on end.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, I'm laying there.
Was he being bludgeoned with Cheerios?
I'm laying there. No, because the three-year-old can't get into where he sleeps. Okay. So it's right. I know his brother's not beating him.
When I screamed at that age, it
right.
was...
Well, of course.
One of the family members was usually, putting a cigarette out on my foot.
Usually Alec or Danny.
When I was 1 year old.
So,
not good.
So...
Not good.
After about 5 minutes of that... I'm sitting there through the haze and the fog going, sweetheart, we're going to have to, you know, one of us is going to have to.
Isn't that the best part of marriage?
And she's like, yeah.
These are my favorite moments.
You got it. You got
one
it,
of
guys.
Us.
You got it.
That's the operative part of the sentence. One of us.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, since I had just been up, I thought it was like, sure. But no.
You thought wrong.
I get back up, and now the three-year-old meets me back at the door. I need more Cheerios.
Yeah. So it's all psychologically escalating.
So I said, okay. So and I can't even hardly see straight. I mean, it's 5:30 in the morning. The sun's still down. So I get the strawberry-coated yogurt Cheerios and fill his cup back up.
Yeah.
Put the little lid on it. Send it
so
back
now
into
he's
the...
basically cracked out on sugar.
Now he's watching Winnie the or Tigger.
Right.
He went from Winnie to Tigger.
Right.
Which is, if you know anything about the personalities of Winnie versus Tigger, Tigger is definitely a more accelerated kind of guy.
Can I come over?
Bouncy bounce.
Can I sleep over?
You've already bounced me. So I get that done, and I'm still hearing the jungle sounds from upstairs. I'm like, I better go see what this is.
Yeah.
Now, I've been told about stories like this from neighbors and friends and people that raise children, and I've always laughed at them because I've never had to experience it.
Sure.
I was like, really? That happened to you? I'm so sorry that happened to you.
I thought that only happened in the movies.
So I go very quietly up the stairs because I'm thinking if he quiets down, maybe he'll just like quiet down. And then I go back down the stairs and go back to bed. I get up the stairs. It's just getting louder. I open the door and it's kind of like it's one of those doors that kind of makes a squeak. So he kind of startles. So it's kind of like, and as I peek my head around the door far enough to see into the actual crib where he's laying,
mm-hmm.
I see a child that looks roughly the same height as my child, but whose complexion is far darker than my child. And I can't quite figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
We have no tanning beds in the house.
Sure.
He's not been putting his mom's bronzer on his face.
Right.
So I'm starting to see the cobwebs clear and the light start to strain through the blinds. I get closer. And I begin to see that there are other parts of his bed that have been darkened as well.
Mm.
And somehow this child, who had never done anything remotely close to this, had figured out how to not only pop the bottoms of his pajamas off of him completely, remove a drenched wet diaper that he just didn't want to be in anymore.
Right.
But had also taken the biggest dump humans have ever seen in his bed with nothing on and proceeded to smear it all over his face, hands, arms, the sides of the bed, the pillow, the stuff he was sleeping on, the little fuzzy lion he likes to sleep with. It was a storm.
And Kevin, I think I say quite fairly that for a young man his age,
he did a good job.
What you observed was his duty. No pun intended.
Yes. So then I screamed.
If you know what I'm saying.
So then,
was it stinky?
Well, there was a definite odor in the air. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
So then. He's completely calm now that I'm in the room. Oh, Dad's here. It's all good.
Yeah.
So I go,
Aah! Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
did you take pictures?
The bride.
See, that's
Stephen's first instinct. The kids.
You got to document it.
Doused in feces everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's grab a camera.
You got to remind him of this, like, at his wedding party.
Yeah.
No, that's the slide you kind of project
right
up
there.
On the.
That's right.
On the screen for
you
everybody.
You think you know him, but did you know him when?
Yeah.
So
you know
then,
his artistic side.
The bride comes in and she's like, "What happened?" And she doesn't have her glasses on.
Right.
And without her glasses or contacts, blind as a bat. So she's like, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, you should get your glasses.
You're gonna want to see this."
So I just kind of picked him up and took him all the way downstairs to the bath. Just started just. Clothes on and everything.
Yeah.
Just started spraying him.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hosing him down. Let's just spray until everything comes off.
Yeah.
Because it had dried and every crevice and orifice and opening, his ears, his nose. Mm. He had some dried to his hand, but he's been teething. So he's chewing his hands and I don't think he liked what they tasted like, but that's probably why the terrified screaming was happening.
Well, Kevin,
it took us about 3 days.
Wow.
To recover from this.
Yeah.
Mentally.
It's,
like, is it safe to go back in his room? I don't know. But anytime he, like, even whimpers, we're like, where is he? What's he? Because we figured he probably at some point did cry at something. Like, I don't want to be in the wet diaper anymore. And we didn't hear it.
Right.
And so then everything else just went to pot.
It's safe to say that it's all your fault. That's all.
Of course, yes.
It's all your fault.
And we figured out how he figured the diaper thing out, too. He figured that with his opposable thumbs, if you put enough pressure on the front part of the diaper, like where the tapes come together,
yeah. Psh,
just psh.
Yeah, man.
He's got it down.
Do what you
got
to do.
Very smart 18-month-old, except for the whole
you
eating this
do-do
stuff.
What you got to do-do.
Anyway, top that, America. Beat that story, huh? Hey, you had a pretty good week by comparison, no?
I told you about how they tied me to my bed with my dad's neckties. I told you that, right?
I'm not sure you did.
I used to escape from bed. Like, they'd put me to bed at 9 o'clock at night, and I was in the top bunk.
Yeah.
And they would tie my ankle to the frame of the bed because I kept crawling out of bed in the middle of the night.
Oh, this is your parents that did this?
Yeah, my parents.
Oh.
So one night, I escaped because I had stolen a steak knife from the dinner table. I'll give you the details later. Baldwin McCullough.
More on that coming up.
Be right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect? effective, better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night here on Baldwin McCullough Live. Well, I started to say AM 970 The Answer, but that's just our flagship station. There's great stations from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, San Diego, California to here, bold and beautiful New York. And for those of you watching on television, take a look at outside right now. Look at put that back up there, guys. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot of, look at that, Times Square. Look how packed that thing is. It just everybody's out tonight.
It's nice weather.
It is. We had sunshine all day today. It was gorgeous. Did you take anybody Easter egg hunting today?
We did. At the house, we had Kenya's sister came up and their daughter.
Who's how old now?
Three.
Wow. I didn't know she and James were the same age.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she
we'll
was
talk later.
Running around. And
Dowry's accepted.
Cute as a bug. And they painted Easter eggs.
Yeah. Let's be crucially honest here. So, anyway, the necktie, the steak knife.
Yeah, so long story short is they used to tie me to the top bunk with one of Dad's neckties that he wore that were lovely as for his purposes, et cetera. So one night, like a legendary, kind of like the Skitchen story on the back of the cop car, my mom comes in middle of the night, and I'm like, you know, I got the 4 a.m. Gilligan's Island, you know, rebroadcast on. And she screams because I've, as I said, like a prisoner, like would commandeer like a shiv.
Right.
I had
absconded.
Stolen a steak knife, serrated steak knife during dinner.
Right.
Stashed it up in my bunk bed. And then was so obedient when mom was tying me to the bed. Because, you know, I had a big smile on my face. Okay, Mom. Sweet dreams. Are we going to say
yes,
a prayer?
Ma'am.
Let's pray, shall we? And, you know, sun went down, moon went up. You know, the whole thing, I just butchered that necktie.
I'm sure.
And it was just one of those things where, you know, I shouldn't say this, but I'm pretty sure Mom held the steak knife to my throat the next morning.
Well, between tying you to the bed,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure if she did that now, she'd be like going to visit somebody.
Well,
you can't tie kids to beds.
I was challenging, Kevin. I was quite challenging.
I know. It's just a different era.
Yeah.
You could get away with that then. But I'm not sure that tying you to the bed might not have caused some of what
the behavior
you were challenging with. Yeah.
No, I think she was probably justified.
she was just worn out.
She just tie him to the bed.
I need to make sure. Well, actually, when we discovered that little Jonathan could do the two thumb flip and get the diaper off and you know, smear stuff everywhere, my bride put it on her Facebook thing, and several friends wrote back and said, duct tape.
Yeah, there you go.
For the diaper. That stuff won't move. He's not gonna flip that off with his thumbs. Anyway, we'll see. Hey, Annie in the Bronx, 888-340-3373. You wanted to weigh in on this. Hey, welcome.
Hey, hi, guys. Thank you very much.
Happy Saturday night.
I wanted to comment on the Nevada situation, but real quick, Kevin, you don't realize that your child is becoming a warrior. That was camouflage. And I don't know if you realize
that's
that.
Why he was so hard to see when I opened the door.
Yes, he's on his way to being an excellent warrior, and I don't know if you recognize that. If you can get past, you know, it's not pleasant smelling or anything, that's a good sign.
Definitely not pleasant.
You should encourage him.
To do it more? Yeah, I don't think I'll have a place to sleep if that happens. Anyway, you were.
All jokes aside, you know, I've been talking to you guys for a while, and I joke around and all that, but you know that one of my biggest gripes and trepidations is that we're going to go under martial law. And
right.
I'm wondering if you could see now, see how easy it is. There's a myriad reasons and ways that they could do this and superimpose this on us. And they'll find a way to make us, you know, there'll be an argument, like the gentleman who called up and said he owed money, and there's no real, you know, genuine proof of that. And even so, they were very aggressive, and they thought, yes, that, you know, we would drop the ball and be distracted, and but the media did get ahead of them. But they're so used to being in control of the media, and they underestimated that it wasn't going to be limited to just the people of Nevada to come to his defense.
Right.
That everybody was going to realize, wait a minute, if it can happen there, it can happen here and everywhere. And so, yeah, I just want to
Well, and Annie,
that
when you think about that, you know, and Stephen, you came to the table a few weeks ago, several months back, but with the stories about the ammunition that Homeland Security
right.
had been buying and
right.
the 200 million or whatever rounds that they have in store. Like, there's all these things that are kind of like around the periphery, and I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm not one of these guys that sits there and goes, oh, yeah, the government's going to take us down. But you know what? I'm not as critical of conspiracies anymore as I used to be, because it's this kind of stuff that just drives me nuts. You disagree with a group of people, and they stand up for themselves, and they embarrass you as a senator, and your response is, they're domestic terrorists. Really? They didn't even break a law. You haven't even found one thing they've done wrong yet. Well, and you're labeling them terrorists. Terrorists are people who fly airplanes into buildings and kill thousands upon thousands of our fellow citizens. That's what terrorists are. These are people defending one another from the overreach of government. It's not even the same thing. Annie, thanks for the call. Hey, speaking of Harry Reid, Nick, pull up that clip that you found, because this I just want everybody to get the real feel of Dirty Harry.
Is there anything you would like to say about what's going on down south with Clive Bundy and the BLM?
Well, it's not over. You know, we can't have an American people that violate the law and just walk away from it. So it's not over.
Senator Reid just
It's not over. It's not over. It's not over.
Those glasses were...
Dirty Harry?
Pretty dang close to Dirty Harry.
Really?
Yeah.
I still think they're more like Battlestar Galactica.
Sure.
But anyway. All right, 888-340-3373. Now, you completely different style of topic tonight. You were pondering something.
Yeah, now this one goes out to the ladies, if I could say that in that kind of Barry White kind of way. But, you know, I always say...
Well, you were in the wrong register. You have to say something a little more like this.
Yeah, this
to the ladies.
This next topic is going out to all the ladies. But it's going to seem weird or creepy or I don't know. But, you know, I always say that, like, I surf around and I try to find topics that, for me, kind of make me go, like...
Well, you got to have some passion about
huh?
what you talk about.
Like,
yeah.
What? Like, so the Dove Corporation, or the organ that makes the soap and the products and all that, so they do this marketing and promotional campaign where they give a bunch of women a new Dove product that will make them look and feel younger. And in the end of the exercise, there's this big surprise and this big revelation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, hold on.
When we come back...
Right. Don't give the surprise away.
Exactly. Yet. But yeah. It just made me go, huh?
All right. So Steven's looking out for the ladies here on Easter weekend. We'll see what you think of that next. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome to Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and whether your baby is smearing his own poop all over his hair or you're being called a domestic terrorist by Senator Harry Reid, you're welcomed here. We're accepting of all types. Happy Saturday night to you. Kevin McCullough is my name. He's Stephen Baldwin. And so, Stephen, the Dove Group Foundation, whatever, they did this study, and they made these women use this product.
Yeah.
And it appeared to have a really good effect on the women that they used it.
Yeah, our number is 888-340-3373. This is for all the gals listening to the program and the guys too. Because here's the thing, the Dove Corporation, they make the soaps, they make all kinds of stuff. They from my understanding, that for really much more of a marketing and promotional kind of scheme, they did this test with these gals, and they gave them a patch. And they said, wear this patch, and within 2 weeks, because of this new product we're going to be releasing into your bloodstream, you're going to feel younger, and you're going to look younger, and you're going to feel better about yourself, and you're going to feel healthy, and all this kind of stuff. Well, the 14 days goes by, and of course, lo and behold, they reveal to these women in the study that there was nothing in the patch. And you have these testimonials, and we're going to show one in just a second here. You have these testimonials from the woman who it's amazing. I mean, they're really passionate about their experience and how they felt and this and that. And can we roll that right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, go ahead. Possible? Let's roll that
this
one. This is how one of them
the
responded.
Dove promotion. On Baldwin McCullough Live.
Okay. Leave it on for 12 hours. It's not going to hurt you or anything like that.
It is day one with the beauty patch. It felt like just a normal day.
So far, not feeling more beautiful.
I don't really feel too much changes.
Well, let's see. Nah.
If I'm walking, I find myself rubbing the patch. You know, I just wonder if it's working.
One of my coworkers, she said that I looked really pretty, and I thought that was really cool.
Everything that I set aside to work today was showing my arms, and my arms are one of the things that I usually try to cover the most.
I feel beautiful, no matter if I'm sick, tired, or the fact there's a pimple on my nose.
I felt very comfortable in my skin today.
And sometimes I see somebody and I smile, and I don't know why.
I went dress shopping. There's no way in the world 2 weeks ago I would have been able to do this.
What is your feeling like now coming back after 2 weeks?
Definitely been a life-altering experience.
I've been more social with the patch on.
More comfortable in clothes I didn't wear before. More comfortable doing my hair differently, showing off my face more.
I've definitely opened up something inside of me to make me feel this great.
Would you buy the beauty patch?
I would. I honestly think I would.
I'd love for people to have the type of change that I've had by trying the beauty patch.
Do you have any interest in knowing what's inside the patch?
I do.
And if you can just turn that over. Can
oh,
you see more?
My gosh. There's nothing in the beauty patch?
Nothing.
It's just a patch.
Just a patch.
That's awesome.
I was really expecting there to be something to really see that. There's nothing in it. Just like, crazy.
I'm beautiful, I'm strong, and I'm independent, and I can just be whoever I want to.
All right, so
now the thing that I don't need.
Now here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that's a great opportunity to say something really beautiful and self-empowering and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But when I watched it, there was just a piece of me that went, that's sad.
Do you have any idea what it is that is making you feel that way?
I just felt like to allow these women to actually go for a 2-week period through whatever psychological process and trick them into something that the Dove Corporation would use as a marketing and promotional opportunity, that's you know, your fair game to do that. But what was really just disheartening to me was, what is it about who these people are in their personal lives that they would allow, like, if I wore that patch, I think I'm pretty blue collar, regular Joe, you know, caveman, Barney Rubble kind of guy, that I would have just gone, I didn't feel anything and I don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? I would have just been honest. So it made me pose the question, and here's the question to everybody listening, and it's for men and women. Do we now live in a day and an age where all of this idea is so relevant and powerful that on a day in and day out basis, you, Kevin, or me, Stephen, and I'm going to be honest about this when we come back from the break, do I just wash my face with soap just to be clean, or am I trying to be conscious of looking better and slowing down the aging process? We're going to talk about that. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-3...
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
NotDeadTheMovie.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. What's your name, dude?
I'm Kevin McCullough.
Hey, buddy!
Phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
So we just showed this video of these gals that were tricked by the Dove Corporation with some placebo-like patch. And all of them said over 2 weeks, you know, like, oh, my goodness. You know, some of them said it changed my life. Or
one of them said I was wearing clothes I couldn't have worn before.
Right.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you start going, well, wait a second. If there was nothing in the patch, why weren't you wearing the clothes?
What?
I mean,
this is what kind of made me get a little creeped
out. Unlike placebos, there's a difference in this. Placebos sometimes will actually impact your health. Your health will change if you think that you're getting well from something.
Right.
Simply by thinking that, your body will start to heal in a different way.
Right.
But this wasn't a sickness per se. This was just how they perceive themselves. So
right.
It was like self-awareness, self-perception, self-beauty, kind of that element.
So it just got me thinking,
yeah.
You know, with all the messaging that, you know, with marketing and moms trying to be hipper and younger now and, you know, metrosexual men and, you know, just the whole thing, the whole broad, crazy gamut of looking good, feeling good, wellness, well-being, all of that kind of crazy. Now, here's the thing. I, as an actor, you know, I'm trying to watch my weight, trying to, you know, look good. You don't want to not look good.
Right.
But the question for me in a simple thought is getting old really so bad? That's kind of the plain and simple kind of Stevie B Neanderthal question. Because if you look at the reaction of these women, it was deeper than just them taking a patch just to be doing a test. Like, they were really, their responses were far more psychologically.
Well, they did those video diaries through the 15 days that they were wearing the patch.
Right.
And obviously, Dove wanted them to document what they were thinking about themselves and how they were processing it. And I felt bad for the one woman who said, you know, most of them said, oh, this is empowering, you know, there's nothing there. So that all came from within, blah, blah, blah. But the
right.
one woman turns it over and goes, oh, I was really hoping something was going to be in that.
Right.
And you're like, why?
Well, and in my observation of that, her hope was so far outside herself.
Right.
That, you know, it just had such a devastating impact on her. So
right after she had said, I would gladly recommend this to other people.
Yeah. Absolutely, and that she would buy it herself.
Yeah.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Is it okay to get old, or do we now live in a time and a day and an age where we should be responsible for trying to look better and younger and reverse the aging process, all of that? So this is kind of a weird, different question from me than the normal, but it just, because in my life and in my faith, I believe, hey, man, you're going to get old, dude. Just stay healthy, eat right, stay in shape, do the best you can.
Well, world history demonstrates that.
Exactly. But the whole notion now of Botox and people are, you know, doing the Botox like they're eating Cheerios. You know, it's this overwhelming perception in our culture and society of you got to be look better, you gotta just slow down the aging process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just, I don't agree with it at all.
Hmm.
I really don't. I think looking as best you can is one thing, but you're going to get old. It's okay to get old. There's beauty with age. And this thing just really pushed a button in me. It made me want to ask the question, 888-340-3373. Is it okay to get old? Or in this day and age, should you fight it tooth and nail? This is for the guys and for the girls listening to the program. Just because we did the video with Dove and these women and the test, that's fine. But I'm curious. Is it okay for nature to take its course? Or in this day and age of science and technology and breakthroughs and Botox and all this, should you do what you can? I mean, Viagra changed, like the internet. Viagra changed everything. Now you got guys 102 dating 20-year-olds.
Yeah, it's true.
Not happy about it.
Well, and I guess, you know, part of it, we were talking about it in the break. I think part of it is personal preference. I think part of it, at least in my mind, is whoever you're with, what do they say about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People that watch this show on a regular basis know that I'm follically challenged. That was something I had to deal with a few years ago, and I had to do a couple of different ways of going. I said, well, I could do the I could spend the money and do the procedures and, you know, do something about it, or I could just, you know, embrace it and run with it.
Right.
And so I asked the bride, and I'm like, what do you want me to do?
Right.
She's like, I don't want you doing anything. Just trim it short and just go with it. Yeah. I just think it's cool. So at the end of the day, it's like, and guys are far different, I will admit, than girls are in that capacity, because I think most of us would just defer to, you know, whatever the wife says. Mm-hmm. If she's good with it, then we're good to go. But I just felt bad for that one woman in particular in that clip where she goes, she was crying. She was like, I was hoping there was something in there, because those of you listening to my radio, you couldn't see it, but when they flipped the packet over, it wasn't that the packet was blank. It was that there was the word nothing written on the back side of it, as if to really stick the fork in their eye, like, there's nothing in there. Nothing. Nothing, we say. And so, you know, most of them, again, were, And so how did you get to the point where you were wearing clothes in 14 days, doing nothing different than just wearing this patch? How did you get to the point where you were wearing clothes that you hadn't been able to wear in months? I mean, that's kind of weird. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, why does this topic speak to you so strongly? Why were you so passionate about... Because this is a little bit off the beaten path for you.
Yeah, it just made me go, huh. You know, and I have two daughters. They're both modeling.
Right.
They're very conscious of their looks and their weight and all of that kind of
and
stuff.
And Elia's been eating organic, you know.
Cardboard.
Like, yeah, for years.
Yeah. And no, but she works out. And her health and wellness regimen is amazing.
Insane. But
And just like you and the lovely bride, King and I, we go back and forth, and we joke with the kids about, you know, like, really not caring about, you know, weight loss and all this kind of stuff, and we're getting older and blah, blah, blah. But it just, these videos really just
they
got me concerned.
Yeah. Coming right back, Baltimore.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it, because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy healthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from New York, Baldwin McCullough, every Saturday night, where we, you know, try to obliterate a little bit of confusion and amplify some truth and find clarity. It's always fun to do.
Or create more.
Depending on how many childhood Stevie B stories we tell on a given night.
Sure.
By the way, if you ever find yourself needing to get dried poop out of your baby's hair,
go to KevinMcCullough.com.
I'm telling you, the Burt's Bees children's shampoo works really well.
No kidding.
Yeah, just got it right out of there.
That's cool.
That and setting 17 on the sprayer volume. Just, you know, as if they're like peeling their skin off the wall, but, you know, just... The bride comes in to me after we're done, and she's like, did you bleach out the tub?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Oh, no, I'll get right back on that. So anyway, and I didn't give her a patch or anything. Like, she just wanted to make sure I was going to make sure it was clean.
So this was how many days ago? This was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah. So now everything this morning and today was back to normal.
We're back to normal.
You think
sort of. It was traumatizing.
Yeah, but you think there'll be a...
To see your child completely inundated in poop is traumatizing.
Do you think there'll be a reoccurring kind of martial arts expo of who flung poop?
I hope not. I hope not.
I think it's possible.
See, we never had this problem with the first one, so the second one was it. Hey, last story tonight. Did you hear what former Mayor Bloomberg said this last week about getting into heaven?
No.
He said, this was a Wednesday, I'm telling you, if there's a God, when I get to heaven, I'm not stopping to be interviewed. I'm heading straight in. I've earned my place. It's not even close.
Wow.
So, St. Peter's at the pearly gates going, hey, wait a second, Mr. Mayor. We're not quite sure you're...
Rather confident former mayor there, isn't he?
And he says he's earned it.
Yeah.
Which, it's funny, because tomorrow we celebrate the resurrected life of Jesus that conquered death.
Yes, sir.
And the way that you gain acceptance into heaven is by believing that, not by doing good things. So whatever good things he's done, like limiting the size of soda in New York and what you can order, I'm not sure that it's quite the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell you this, Kevin. My God's a big God, and if you ask me, he's a big gulp kind of God. Just saying.
Yeah. So, wouldn't that be ironic, though, if St. Peter did hand Mayor Bloomberg? Well, we were going to let you in, but you don't have your big gulp card. Sorry.
Yeah. Supersize this, former mayor.
Who happens to be one of the shortest men ever to serve in New York elected politics, if you think about it. Maybe it was all a size thing.
Be nice.
Okay. Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're so glad to be with you Saturday nights. You can follow us online all week, BaldwinMcCullough.com, and we'll see you next week.
God bless. Happy Easter.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutrition
nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Not Dead, the movie.